from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Parkins and Spiegel Show Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
Daniel Van Kirk again. Check out his special Rose Gold. It's out on YouTube today. All right, so you're a scorehead.
A little bit.
But you're a buffoon guy?
Buffoon is the epitome of Chicago radio to me. Like, if we're doing a Mount Olympus, he's just sitting up there crushing it.
It's time for the post-game show with Doug Buffoon and Ed Obradovich.
We are live from 6 Heavenly to score. Let's go to Donna. Donna on the 355. What do you got to say for yourself? First, let me talk, and then I'm going to hang up and hear your answer. That was garbage out there today. What they did, they couldn't kick a can down a grocery store aisle if it was open until they did it. I've seen parking lot games better than that, okay?
They look totally dug. Every time they come up, they were confused. Now, Mike Martz.
I watched two guys standing outside of a Jules, right? That got clotheslined by Richard Dent in 1996, and those guys got up and played harder than what I saw today, okay? I'm sick of it.
Well, here, Doug, last year, the year before that, the year before that, the year before that, the year before that.
Everybody's talking about who they're going to pick number one. First of all, how do you have 7 rounds? You end up with 4 picks.
It's sad to say, Doug, that everything everything is bad.
I don't care if this guy wears a dress on the field if he wins.
So you're okay with the nails if he paints his nails?
He can paint his nails anything he wants as long as he paints the town red, winning the game. I can't take it anymore, OB.
Doug, how can you say
that? Let's go to the black psychiatrist on line 6.
Hello, gentlemen.
What's up, Buck? That's physicist. I'm sorry.
No problem, Doug.
All right, we are live. Where are we, Majestic? What are we doing right now? Is this a polecat spot? What am I supposed to do for this? 6 Heavenly to score.
Gentlemen, tired of the nagging, the cold shoulder, and the singles bars?
Heavenly bodies.
Reality, fiction, I have no idea. That was excellent.
Sky point for heavenly bodies.
Oh, always. Again, a thing that I missed.
Yeah, I mean, the score trips, you know, with the perks as they were a high-end client of the score to go over to Heavenly Bodies.
It's a shame, man.
Only a 1-drink minimum for us when we'd go over there.
Wow.
That's how big we rolled.
That's really impressive.
That's right.
Daniel Van Kirk.
Boys.
What up, man?
Oh, thanks for having me back.
Of course, man.
You and OB. You and OB together in that
open. I love
Ed
Obradovich so much. Him just constantly putting the raft back together during those post-game shows, and then Doug would just rip it apart again. And it's like Doug would suck him into his vortex of anger, and then the two of them would just be like iron, sharpening iron, like the end of Rocky. Oh, my God. Rocky IV specifically. Oh, my gosh.
Of course.
So good.
Thank you for clarifying.
Of course. Well, I mean, far be it from me.
Let's get the particulars out there first. Wait, okay. You're at the Lincoln Lodge.
All week.
All
rest
week.
Of this week. I've been there since Tuesday. Doing shows.
Doing shows.
Yeah. Tonight's locals only.
Yeah, all different shows. Every night with a different theme.
I need a new hour, boys. Uncle Danny's got to come up with new material. All right?
So you're prodding yourself? You're stretching?
Tonight, tonight's a locals only show, so you have to start out yourself by telling a story of something that's happened to you in Chicago, a run-in with a possum at a meat market bar, whatever it is.
Perfect.
And then tomorrow night is dorm room comedy, so audience will write down secrets, and then comics will do sets based off a random secret they pull from the audience. And then we're doing the meat market show, late show, which is just going to be like a dirty, wild, crazy show. And then a power hour, happy hour show on Saturday. So,
is this your concept to?
Yeah, sort of. I reached out to Lincoln Lodge where I shot my special in November, Rose Gold, out on YouTube right now, and I said, hey, I want to come back to the city this summer and pretend that I get to live in Chicago for a week again. And I wanted, can I jump on shows? And they said, well, what if you just make it like your shows? Well, you know, you can call it a thing, make it like a festival. I go, you guys can do all that work part, but I am totally down if you want to handle it. And Kyle Scanlon over there and Christian Bork over there, they're the best. And they said, let's just do a different show every night. You think of the theme, we'll book it with great local comics. And that's what we've been doing. Deanna Ortiz, Joe Kilgallen, Jonah Jerkins, just great people up and down the list.
So DanielVanKirk.com or obviously you can just
go to
Lincoln.
HubCityComedyWeek.com or LincolnLodge.com.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
You should go check it out.
That's really cool. Joe Kilgallen did a Cubs podcast for a while.
Yeah, and was such a great guy.
Associated with the station for a while. That's really cool. It's kind of like, so you get to curate your own little comedy festival.
Yeah. Sort of. It's really just an excuse for me to get to live here and try to come up with new material to find out if I'm funny three times in a row. So we'll see.
How's that going?
It's a 50-50 shot right now, but we're going to find out.
Do you miss living in Chicago?
All the time. Well, this time, of course. And then I'll take like a week of the winter and most of the fall, but definitely in the summer.
So
this is the best.
Were you in Wisconsin like just this week? You sent us the picture of you winning the meat raffle.
Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, my God, dude. I talk about this in Rose Gold. It's not a lie, folks.
The meat raffles?
No. You can go to Wisconsin and win a meat raffle tonight if you really want to fulfill your dreams.
Is there a trick to winning the meat raffle?
Buy as many tickets or, in this case, wooden paddles as they'll let you buy and then just pray. Just pray that you win room temperature meat. I love it. That's a place called the Long Branch Saloon. Shout out Long Branch Saloon.
Well, if it's room temperature, that means you don't have to wait a long time to cook it.
Not at all. You're halfway there.
Right away.
You're halfway there.
Are these cured sausages?
It runs a gambit. A lot of it doesn't have like any sort of official seal on it, if you will.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Long Branch does it right, dude. It's great. The first one I ever won, I think I talked about this before, was in Partyville, Wisconsin. That was great. You had to go out to a van and pick your meat out from a guy named Gary. I took 5 pounds of walleye out of a Ziploc bag. This is real. So yeah, I've been up in Wisconsin for like the last week.
Wisconsin just speaks to you, man. Something about Wisconsin.
I love it.
You can feel better than those people?
I feel equal, finally. I'm on common ground.
You're Wisconsinate.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm a fib with a silent W. I've spent enough time up there. I've earned it. Yeah. I love it.
So what do you when you live in Chicago for a week, what are you doing?
Oh my gosh.
Like, what's up?
Tonight I think I want to go to Cody's. Cody's great, one of the best dog bars in the entire city. It's up north, right around from Chicago's Pizza, which was my like late night staple pizza spot.
Okay.
So I'll be able to hit that. And then I love Old Town Ale House is my number one.
Oh, it's one of the great places in the country.
It's the absolute best bar.
Yeah, over there on North Avenue, just west of Wells.
Yep.
Right?
Right across from Second City.
And there's like portraits of...
Everybody.
Of everybody.
Yeah.
From
Tim Kazurinsky,
Royko.
Yes.
Mike Royko,
yes.
Ebert. And you feel like, you know, a timeless sense of drunken brilliance.
Yes. There's like... Everything in the bar, from the floors to the walls to the bar itself, is all made out of wood, and it's cash only with a jukebox, and it's just, I could go there for hours and not talk to Michael Shannon. It's wonderful.
He's usually sitting at the edge of the bar not talking to anybody.
It's same for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried once.
You did?
I
tried to talk to him?
Yeah, I tried
once. Never have.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
Wow, this has just been such a pleasure. I'm such a lucky boy. I can't wait to go home.
What did he do to you?
I know, I just, you know, just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just gave me that.
Yeah.
So we have some mutuals, so I led with the mutuals, thinking, mm-hmm. Oh, there we go. Yeah, I got it. Absolutely nothing.
He knows people, you know people, those people.
That's been established.
that's an amazing end.
Made no impression.
Yeah.
Oh. Made absolutely no impression.
You talked to a guy sitting alone at a bar and got the conversation you would have with a guy sitting alone at a bar. And oftentimes, I'm that guy. So I know what I would be walking into.
Right. There you go. It's just no way. But there's nothing like this town in the summer, man. Everybody in this town jumps on summer with 2 feet. Like, here we go.
Yeah.
We've been waiting. Look what we got now.
It's that first, like, 72-degree day. and you see three times more the people in the city than you have seen in the last 4 months.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember like 2012 or 13 St. Patrick's Day fell on a Saturday and it was 80 degrees? Do you remember that day?
That sounds really
that
dangerous.
That is the greatest Chicago police blotter I've ever read in my life.
I think I do remember, because like the next day on the score, the next Monday or Tuesday, we were just like reading down.
Of course you were.
Yeah.
It was annihilation in this city. So that year was special. But yeah, I mean, when you get out here, people go like, what are you going to do in Chicago? Walk around, find a neighborhood bar, say hi to some people, pet a dog, wave at a cat at
the
a window,
best,
watch some guy change his clothes in broad daylight in front of his picture window, put on his and one shorts and call it a night. That's Chicago.
You're living,
baby.
Man. Yeah. You're living.
And in this moment, like the Bears togetherness that is happening. It's like this entire offseason. Just like people are, especially when the baseball is ass, which it so often has been, like people are just so ready for this Bears season.
Have you guys ever been this excited going into a season in your life? Because it feels like when you get like a super attractive girl's number and then you are now about to go on the date and you still aren't really sure this is going to work out or how drunk was she when she gave you that number. Yeah. And then when you found out that number was real and now she's like, no, I will meet
up
with
you.
Yeah, I will be at Burwood Tap. And you're like, I'll be there too. And then you're waiting at the bar eating popcorn, trying to seem cool. That's what I feel like going into this season.
You're sure you really do want to come here and meet me? You're positive.
Caleb Williams is the 10. Makes sense. I mean, I fall for all these guys though. Like 2019, I was like, Mitch is going to take the jump.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm dumb. I don't know. I believe that.
But that's optimism.
That's optimism.
This feels like
it's,
you know she's hot. The first thing is me telling you you're really going to like this girl. And you're like, what if I do? You've seen her.
That's true. Yeah, you know she's
now you just got to hope it works out. But you know you should be excited.
That's right. That's a perfect analogy. With Mitch, it was like you met in the dark, you know, in the winter. It was a winter coat. Yeah,
you were on your way out of Berlin.
Exactly.
You were like, who are you?
Yeah, you seem talented, but I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, there was a really nice dress, and then like the car was nice too that she was getting into, and you're like, wow, there could be a lot of good stuff that's going on here.
I bet her dad has a boat. This is going to change my life.
Shane's dating a lake house family. It's a big game changer for him. Yeah,
where in Wisconsin?
It's in Michigan. It's in Michigan.
That's a different style.
It's a little classier.
It does feel a little classier. Yes. Yeah.
What separates the Michigan boat people from the Scotland? Boat people. Meat raffles? Is that the difference?
Meat raffles are key, but also I feel like the Michigan people need the water. There's a lot of people in Wisconsin that don't even know where the water is, and they don't care, and you will have a great time with those people. They're like, there's a hill over there, and you're like, let's go. I was sitting in a bar.
Party on the hill.
I was sitting in a bar last week, and eavesdropping in any bar, but let alone like a Wisconsin bar. And this big Northwoods guy is sitting there and he is so mad, but everything he's saying is like so nice, but he's so mad. And he was like, I told him, I said, if you keep treating me like this, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to raise my voice. And I might say a curse word, and I'll say a curse word to their face. And then he got really mad about his friend's girlfriend. He goes, I don't care. I'll say it. If I came in here right now, I'd look at her and I'd go, I hate you. And I'm so mad about it. And he kept like skipping over cuss words. I was like, this guy's a gem. But he was seething, while still being like, they don't put a cherry in my old fashioned, and I've been mad about it all day. And I'm gonna say something.
Melted an office space. I'll burn down the building.
Yes. Yes.
How much of acquiring material is eavesdropping?
Well, that's good, but the problem with that sometimes is for me at least, I need to be in the experience of it. Do you know what I mean? So like, I regret myself for not going over and getting into it with that guy about how his, like what happened and like having the conversation with him.
Right.
But yes, one of the like mottos in my family is like, what's that guy doing? And we will always talk anybody up. And I think that's like helped me so much. I remember one time I was here waiting for an Uber and there was a person going through like a mental health crisis, right? And then these two kids were like yelling at another guy who was mad about the person's mental health crisis. It was all like a mess. And these two kids were like 16 years old, and they kept mouthing off to the guy, not the guy having the mental health crisis, but this other
guy. But the
other,
guy crapping on
yes,
the guy
yes.
having the mental health crisis.
So they're like
crisis.
Mouthing off on him, right? And he's like saying, like, I'm going to smack you kids in the mouth. And then they were like, yeah, do something. But then they like kept their distance. And then they walked down, they got in front of like the Kimpton Monaco Hotel, which also like, I think it was a Hard Rock or a Virgin Hotel or whatever.
Yeah, so and, right there at Wabash yes, and Lake. Yes.
Yes. So my Uber stops over there for some reason, which is the direction they went, mouthing off to the guy who was on a bike. And they get down there, and I come running up, and these people come running towards the cops who are now helping the person with the mental health issue. And they're like, there's a man beating up two kids. There's a man beating up two kids. And all these people are freaking out, and these kids are, like, crying. And I don't know why. This is what's wrong with me. I go, everybody relax. These two kids mouthed off to that guy for 10 minutes, and they got everything they were asking for. And then somebody goes, were you egging him to hit you? And the kid's like, we didn't think he would. It's like, you found out.
Yeah, messed around and found out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Radio appropriate, messed around and found out.
So you insert yourself into that.
Oh, I was so glad to have a front row seat for all of that and then be able to go, these kids got what they wanted. Now, was he a jerk? Yes. But did they get in line to get punched? Yes.
God, Van Kirk is Daniel Van Kirk is aging really comfortably into Chicago man.
Yes.
That is a dream, my friend.
Chicago man sees things.
I don't know how many uncles have you had that you are slowly morphing towards,
all
my
of
friend.
Them, dude. Anytime, any girl I've ever dated, I'm just like, will your dad be my dad for a while? And then I like learn from that man. I'm just like taking a brick of cream cheese and pouring salsa on it. And I'm like, dinner's up. Eat, kids.
How's Uncle Ken, by the way?
Oh, Uncle Ken's great.
He's the best.
Yeah, I'm taking him. Neither one of us have ever been to a Badgers game. So we're going to Camp Randall in October. I think it's October 6th.
It's so fun.
Purdue at Wisconsin.
I've never been to a game up there either.
Oh, my God. It's wild, right? That's the perfect. I mean, September, October, like, you know.
The first week, first Saturday in October, I feel like you could get a great day.
You should get a great day.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Fall, Madison. I mean, the campus is on a lake. One of the things I have to say about Madison.
I love Madison.
It's the best.
Yeah.
The student union serves beer.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's like the perfect encapsulation of how cool that campus is.
I remember going through there. We would stop at the Ponderosa. Shout out Ponderosa. Did you guys ever eat at a Ponderosa?
Yes.
Oh, you get a $6 steak and a $12 buffet.
The buffet is what
I
remember.
Best.
They were upset that I arrived.
When they had noodles.
You got your money's worth.
Yeah, because they would have noodles, raw noodles, and then they'd have marinara. But if you were probably like us, you were like, well, there's a whole thing of cheese sitting right here. But we would go through it. I remember being a kid and we were in a Ponderosa, and a guy was wearing a Wisconsin shirt. This is like 1992 or something like that. And it said University of Madison. It said Madison, Wisconsin, a drinking town with a football problem.
Yep.
And that's never left me. That guy did not know he created a core memory that day. It shaped me.
No, I went up by like junior year, senior year of high school, like when you're getting ready to think about like where you're going to college and everything, and walking around with some buddies and my dad and walking where some of the like the frat houses were, and I didn't end up joining a frat, but I was like a little intimidated because they had a beer bong coming out of the third floor attic.
Yes.
Down the outside of the house, they had like drilled a hole in the awning over the entryway to the door, and to get into the frat house, they would bong you a beer from three stories up. And I'm just like, I don't know that I can handle this.
That's nothing but a good time there.
I'm just a good time, my friend. Die in college. Oh, man. Madison's a good time. Yeah.
All right, you were saying that you have invented a game. I want to know about it.
Oh, my gosh. This is the first I've ever talked about this publicly.
I'm very excited because I like to invent games. I once invented a game with my son in the swimming pool called the Dart and the Dartiste. He's the dart. I am the dartiste. Yeah. He just lays flat in a dart formation, and I shove him as far as the water will take him. And,
that should be an Olympic
sport. And I can buy upgrades where he ends up kicking at the end.
That's awesome.
So the dart will upgrade. So anyway, I don't know how much of a future that has, but tell us about Hooter Ball.
Okay.
What is Hooter Ball?
Hooter Ball is only named that because the mini football we have is from Hooters that my buddy Bradford had. It got signed for him on his 21st birthday by every future calendar model who worked there and oil change professional. And
it's a classic double job, by the way. Yeah.
And it's a ball. And what we do, and if anybody wants to help me develop this, I want to take this to Shark Tank. I really think this is perfect because it combines bags, but with also a little bit of Beersby as well, the Frisbee game where you throw at the balls. Yeah. So you take
it's Frisbee, but you throw it
at poles, and there's a bottle on the pole, and then you got to catch it.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little bit.
If you knock the bottle off and you catch it, you're good. If
or
it
you
falls,
catch the Frisbee.
All right.
Yeah.
So we've got cornhole and Beersby. Now here's Hooter Ball.
So Hooter Ball, you just take two inner tubes, put them about 35 feet apart. You're going to want to get like some sort like a cinder block and a rope. That's what we use, or twine or whatever. So they're anchored down. Then you put two guys on opposite sides, right? So
if this is in the water.
Yeah. So you're in the water. You want to be about thigh depth, right? So let's say it was like me and Shane on one side, you guys on the other.
Sure.
Danny, you and I are partners. Matt and you, Shane, are partners.
Damn right.
One ball. It's round robin. So I would throw and try to put it into the inner tube that's standing between you two guys. Okay. And then after I go, then Danny will go. He throws it back. Then Shane will go. And then you go. And you just keep going that way. If you make it into the hole, into the tube, it's 3 points. And you get it back. And you get to go until you miss. If you hit the tube and it bounces up, my partner Danny can tap it in.
Uh-huh.
You can't grab it. He can tap it in.
And within the cylinder is okay?
What's that?
If he's within the cylinder, like a tap in?
Once it just goes off the...
Okay.
It's international basketball. There's no goaltending.
Yes.
So you just put it back in.
Yep.
Thank you.
You at the same time would instantly become defense trying to bat the ball away. You always have to have a drink in your other hand.
It's one-handed again.
Yes. If somebody makes three in a row, which would be a total of 9 points, everybody has to finish their drink. If at any point, like I throw it down, Danny, you tap it in the fracas of it all, you drop your drink.
Oh boy!
You have to chug one. You play till 11, so there's options to get 1 point
till
or 3 points.
11 p.m.
Yeah. If we're lucky, dude.
Yeah.
It is so much fun. I'm in a group of guys. As you guys, we've all done guys trips. Getting like grown men to do anything, it's a whole lot of like, I don't know if you want to. I mean, we'll think about it. And then later on, be like, how come we didn't go to dinner? It's like, nobody would say. Because no one would say. You guys are like paraplegic cats. You don't want to do anything, and you act like you can't do anything.
That's the difference between the bachelor party and the bachelorette party.
Yes!
Bachelorette party has plans the whole time.
They do stuff. It's extremely
fun. Could you imagine
we're gonna go drinking.
If at a bachelor party you asked for more than one group photo? Even asking for one is insane, right?
It's ridiculous.
I get jealous of how much like structured and organized, because when you're with your guys, everything happens when you do things. But we're also happy to just sit around and like name middle relievers from the 90s.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is a good time. Don't get me wrong.
Hey, it's 9 p.m. We didn't do anything today.
Right.
How did that happen?
But this game is so much fun. For the last 3-4 years, we've had a bracket style tournament, and we have a huge like 64-ounce Hooters mug that one of us found online. You sign it a la the Stanley Cup with your partner after you've won. It is so much fun.
So you've got repeat incidences of playing this with success. So you're armed with
lazy,
data.
Lazy, grown men who don't want to do anything because they're, we get a weekend to just hang out. Let's not do anything. But we do this. It's so much fun. So if anybody wants to help me develop this.
I mean, I think it's pretty developed. I don't know. How do you monetize
it? I need a good system. I'd like to have a better system for the anchor that holds it down.
Maybe
like some sort of actual like artwork for it.
I don't know. I think you could just package it. The two inner tubes both come with two cinder blocks and some rope. I think that
could
work.
Not a bad idea. I think
it's a heavy box.
You know what? I hear everything you said, and for that reason, I'm out. But I
had him. It was so close, man.
I would love to. The score is summer game pack. We'll start with the Hooter Ball.
Oh, let's do it, man.
Yeah.
Score house on the lake. We'll just start playing. That'll be great. Oh, DanielVanKirk.com, Lincoln Lodge. Got shows all week. Want to do another segment?
Of course.
Let's do it. Daniel Van Kirk hanging out.
There's a classic Doug Buffone radio moment that I think needs an update because football has changed. Danny, football has changed.
Yeah, it has.
So Daniel's going to modernize Doug for us.
Okay. Oof.
I know.
It feels a little sacrilegious.
Yeah. Well,
I'll do it anyway.
We'll let the listeners judge.
That's true. It's Parkinson's Spiegel on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Pat McGann.
I feel like I'm in a garage on the south side, but you guys have an antenna. That's like the biggest difference.
Yeah.
Afternoons on the Score.
He could hit a bull in the ass with a banjo.
Daniel Van Kirk is in studio. Hilarious. Go see him at the Lincoln Lodge tonight, tomorrow, Saturday. DanielVanKirk.com. Also, his special, Rose Gold. It's on YouTube.
Very, very funny.
It's hilarious.
I did the light insult. You've done this before, Danny, when a friend is a stand-up comic and you go and you're like, man, that was way better than I expected.
Yeah, it's probably a light insult.
Yeah.
It's not a heavy insult. It's a medium insult.
It's an unintentional light insult. And then you know you're going to say it and you're like, I think I should still say it. I don't know. How do you take it when friends say that to
well,
you?
Well, you feel like you earned it, so that's good, right? Do you know what I mean?
That's
because
true.
Them... Like, unless they're an idiot, which you're not, they know what they're saying. So, but it's so impressive that they're like, I have to say this because I'm more impressed than I am what you're going to think about me when I tell you that I didn't know if I'd like it or not.
Oh, it's true. Thank you.
I had a movie come out at the end of last year called Wine Club. You can watch it on Tubi right now. And I had so many people in my life, including the Sklar brothers and another person that, she's an amazing actress. Like, I didn't even know that she would watch it or whatever.
Who's that?
I feel like a douche. But I said actress because I tried
name.
To bail.
Go ahead.
Amy Mann.
The incredible singer.
I somehow become friends with Amy, and she's infinitely cooler than I will ever be. She loves comedy. She's so funny. But I had people go like, oh, you're really good in this. Like, you can act. And I'm like, did you guys think I was doing like a Make-A-Wish? I somehow pitied my way into this role. But at the same time, you're like, thank you so much. So I will always take a backhanded compliment from you.
All right, good.
But your true talent.
Yes. Doing some voices.
Is Buffon.
Oh my gosh.
Our guy, Doug Buffon.
It's your true talent, my
good
friend.
Old number 55.
Yeah.
And so you've asked Daniel Van Kirk to recreate. We should probably play the original.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, maybe the most famous... Among most famous Doug Buffon bits in the station's history.
Doug, tell us the three keys to winning football in the National Football League or in college or high school.
Three keys, and these may be the three keys of life. Run the football. Yes. Stop the man with the skin of the pig. And finally, pressure the quarterback.
Oh,
Mike North, very, very happy to be involved.
it's a different game. It's a little bit, you know, things have changed in the NFL.
Or have they, Danny?
Or have they?
You notoriously think it's a brand new game and you got to throw it 90 times. I don't know.
Should we do it?
Let's do it.
All right. Doug Buffon, what are the three keys?
We are live from 670 at 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. I am your host, Doug Buffon. Talk to you all things Bears. Paint your nails and sit down in front of the couch because we are winning games this year, boys. Now, there are three things that you need to win football games and, in my opinion, win the game of life. First one, for 2024, delete your Twitter, Twix account, whatever it is. Get off of that. What? No one wants to know what you like. Don't DM a woman at 3 in the morning saying, do you like my legs? No one cares. Get off it. Go play the game. Number two.
draft the man who throws the skin of a pig every year. I don't care if you've got a Hall of Famer. Get another one. They don't care. These things grow on trees, but you got to pick a good apple if you're going to make a pie.
That's right.
And the number one thing to winning life and winning football at 670-670-score.com is run the ball. You need to be running that ball every day. I don't care if the ball goes in the air, it should only be because you just scored a touchdown and you're going to high-five your best friend until it's a contract negotiation and you argue against the money he's making. That's not the point. That's how you win football, my friends.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh,
yes, yes.
Oh,
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 oh. I ask you guys a question.
Yes, Doug.
Yeah, Doug, yeah.
What is this about going to Strawberry Creek?
They went
what are we doing? It was soccer with some golf?
They went and played golf.
Team bonding.
It's the 1971. Jim Dooley took us out to the Indiana Dunes, okay? And Don Shy threw a rock at Bobby Douglas and hit him in the head. It bounced up in the air and hit him in the head twice. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. That's team bonding.
Our theme for this year was golf.
And how'd you guys do that year in 71?
Bad. We went 6-8 and he got fired. We didn't have a coach at the end of the season. But that's not the point. The point is, our theme for that year was animosity. And I believe winning 6 games is better than the Bears did last year.
Oh, no, man. Actually, they won 7 games.
Well, I don't count one of those games.
Why yeah, not?
Because they threw it too many times.
That makes sense.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you think about a rookie quarterback being asked to change the entire organization here, handed the keys?
Go for it. I don't care. I'll roast a quarterback. They didn't roast a Tom Brady. I tell you right now, if you're going to have a quarterback take that many hits in one night, he might as well play for the Bears, okay?
Yeah.
He didn't want to have a franchise tag. That's what he said. Don't tag me.
Yeah, he asked
don't
for the
tag
contract.
Me, bro.
Yeah.
That's what the kids say. Don't tag me, bro. Tough, okay? Tough cashews, baby. You're in the NFL now, and we tell you what to do. You want to come in here and cry on your mom's shoulder? You can cry after you run the ball 19 times a game.
19
from the shotgun.
I was going to say, 19 is not a lot. You want him running
the
ball?
I want him running it 19 times. That's just his stat line. Compadre. Are they tearing down these rooftops? Is that happening?
What rooftops?
They're tearing down the rooftops over at Wrigley to put in a pickleball court. That's what I read.
Oh.
What happened? I leave and nobody can play tennis anymore?
Yeah, it's pickleball. Yeah, it's pickleball.
People get mad if you surf too hard.
Yeah.
Oh, forget it. I can't stand that in my life. I'm going to tell Caleb Williams the same thing I told Tom Hanks. We were sitting in Mother Hubbard's in 1986. He's filming Nothing in Common, okay? I said, you're a young kid. It's all going to happen for you. In time, all right? In time. Walk your keister down State Street, look up at the big green clock and see what time it is. You come back and 2 years later, you're going to do it with a $5,000 suit on. Don't worry about it right now.
Okay.
What do I know? I just played 186 games. What do I know? 7 seasons, 100 tackles each year. What do I know?
Wow, did research.
The original double nickel. Did research on myself because I forget.
All those hits to the
head. You know how many post-it notes I got up here in heaven? I look like I'm in a remake of Memento.
Daniel Van Kirk, Doug Buffon. God. Yeah, you're going to have a roll on.
We'll be right back. We're going to take a break. I see Colleen out there in Hinsdale. She's going to call in. She wants to talk about how good my hair is. That's pretty nice. I guess she got in a fight at Gibson's. And then we got Don on the 355 extension. Don, we'll come right back after this. Don't forget, we're brought to you by Catsman's. Catsman's Gentlemen Clubs. They'll fit your break and get you happy before the night is done. 670 at 670score.com.
God. It's again. See this guy. See him at Lincoln Lodge.
Go to the Lincoln Lodge for God's sake.
Be supported.
DanielVanKirk.com, LincolnLodge.com.
That's so good.
We love you guys.
Yeah, no. We love you too.
Have you been in touch with the Buffon kids?
No, I haven't in a while. I wanted to go down to U of I so bad and hang with those girls.
They love you.
I love them.
Yeah.
I love all of them.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's good. I
talk like Doug every day if it let me. No, I figured it out. It used to hurt.
Yeah.
It used to hurt.
Yeah.
Doug's like, you got to breathe through your nose, buddy.
He sanctioned it, right? People last time.
Yeah, he loved it because he called and left you a voicemail, and he first thought he was on the radio.
He called and left me a voicemail.
Which to me is like, there's nothing cooler right now than to be on the internet and hate things. But anybody can say anything you ever want about my Doug Buffon because Doug thought it was him. So that's all. I don't care at all.
That's so good.
He did. He
that and
100
cups,
it.
You can make a snake. I don't care.
That's great, man.
Dude, great to see you.
You guys too. Thanks for letting me hang with you.
Oh, of course, man. Literally, anytime you're in town. Open invitation.
And same for LA too. Come on, let's go to the store. We'll hang out. I missed you when you were there.
That was so cool. You like big bucket list thing for a big comedy fan. Never been to the Comedy Store. I texted him 48 hours before I was out there. He said he would have shown me around, introduced me to some comics. Would have been really cool. But he was,
dude. Next
he was
time we'll do the trifecta. We'll hit Largo. We'll hit the Improv and with the store. And
that'd be incredible. Yeah, absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I'd like to hang out with you and Amy Mann. Just talk some music a little bit.
She's the coolest person you've ever known.
You guys can do that.
Thank you.
I want to meet Jeselnik. Daniel Van Kirk again, Lincoln Lodge tonight, tomorrow, Saturday. Go to their box office, Daniel Van Kirk, and again, stream Rose Gold on YouTube. Let's check out that special.
We're gonna have to check in with Buffon after some Bears games during the year.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
See if they're running the ball enough.
Would be the dream.
See if they need to draft another quarterback.
Why not? Line them up. Get another one in here. I'll treat these kids like revolving doors. All right. Come on into Marshall Fields. That and $3 will get you a sweater. But we're winning games.
Oh, it's Daniel Van Kirk. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I don't know what's going on with any of it.
Afternoons on the Score.
Welcome back, Parkinson Spiegel on the Score. Thanks again to Daniel Van Kirk for coming in studio. Excellent suggestion by a texter, like recreating classic Doug moments. The next one is choking out Bernsey. That's a good one to recreate.
I think
I'll do it.
I was thinking about him as Buffon, but that works.
Okay, yeah, that's fine too.
But we can't have Daniel stray far from the microphone, so maybe you could do the object work, Shane, by physically choking out Bernsey.
And Dan can grunt.
Dan can grunt and do the voice. Yeah, I don't know what Doug was saying in the midst of all that. We'd have to ask Dan.
Something, little buddy. I don't know. That's good.
Probably something like that.
Yeah.
I think the point was nothing. He just kind of did it.
Yeah.
It's just that the animal gene kicked in. Neanderthal gene.
All right, so if Wani and Doug Buffon have wanted to or have done the act of choking out Dan Bernstein, how does Dan not have any mirrors in his house? Like, he should be looking inward.
That he's the
if
the,
both
he's
of
the
those very good guys wanted to choke him out and one of them did it. Yeah. Dan problem.
Well, you know, I was thinking about Doug today in advance of Dan's appearance, and I think it's true of Wani as well. Like, football, a notorious game for being filled with tough people. Those are two of the sweetest humans I've ever encountered.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Both Wani and Doug, and that kind of lets you know, like, what can be possible in terms of being able to flick the switch within that sport.
Do you flick the switch or flip the switch?
Great question.
More of a flipper myself.
You flip it.
You don't flick it.
No, you flip it.
No, you flick a. Yeah, and you flick
no, you
other
don't.
Stuff.
Yep.
No, you don't.
No, you did not.
No, you don't.
But isn't it sort of poetic that those two guys who are so sweet and kind yet still are football players both wanted to beat the bejesus out of Dan Bernstein?
Did Wani just hate him or did he want to beat him?
The former.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the former.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but I mean, that's this business on some level.
Yeah, it's good. That means Dan was doing a good job.
Well, yeah, and it also means that Dan is of a different profile than the football players, you know?
You think?
I think so.
What was your first Lou? How is Dan different than an NFL player?
Well, how long you got?
The category is characteristics that make Dan Bernstein different than your average NFL player.
Well, it's interesting. Like, the nerdy numbers wonk prototype is like largely unwelcome in a football universe more than it is in baseball. And now in basketball, too, in some other sports.
The czar of 670 in the Score. And, of course, we're talking about Mitch Rosen.
Mitch Rosen has entered the studio.
He's the executive producer of the Chicago Cubs radio network, by the way.
That's true.
You showed some respect.
We're in the presence of greatness.
Can I tell a quick Doug story? I kind of caught in the middle. I was on a Zoom
One of my first weeks at the Score, I have family friends I grew up in Skokie with, the Leibovitz family, and they own a pawn shop. I don't even know the name of it.
Irish people?
Yeah, okay. Good Irish people from Skokie. Do you know the Doug Buffon Golf Club the pawn shop story?
I don't think I do.
Okay. And I've been here almost 20 years. So Doug and I are working together, and I got a call from, I think, Paul or Danny Leibovitz, and they said, you work with Doug Buffon now? I said, yeah. They said, we just got a set of golf clubs in here. A guy tried to pawn them, and written all over the bag is Doug Buffon in Bears colors. So I did not know Doug that well. I said, hey, Doug, come on in. What do you need? I said, I got a call from a friend of mine who owns a pawn shop. Did you lose a set of golf clubs? Oh, our garage got broken into. He goes, I've been looking for my clubs. I said, well, my friend, the Leibovitz family, has your clubs. So, yeah, somebody tried to pawn Doug's club. So I just want to add that to the Buffon story.
That's amazing. Great.
Yeah. Can you do your Doug impression again?
Yeah, compare it to Daniel Van Kirk's.
Hey, yeah, I lost my clubs.
It's not like he's very here. Good. It's like he's here.
Is Doug Buffon here?
He does these impersonations. I swear, you would think it was the real people.
It's the end of the day for me. Ask me anything, I'd say yes.
All right, so as long as you're here, let's do a quick ask me anything. Ask Mitch anything.
No.
Yes. Can I go to Tokyo and be part of the Cubs broadcast?
Yeah, start taking Rosetta Stone and learn Japanese.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, you have a team.
Can the show go to Tokyo along with the Cubs to do great live radio?
Sorry about that, Danny.
Can Speaks do pre-post in the fifth in Tokyo?
Oh, yeah, he can do pre-post in the fifth, but the show
Danny has done a lot of things for you with the Cubs.
That's true.
He's earned all of it, but I think the show should go to Japan so we can have some sushi. And you could do the broadcasting. I'll just eat.
We should go to Japan to paint a picture for the listeners of what it's like for the Cubs over there. What do you think about that for next March?
We will. It's under consideration. I'm already in conversations with our sales department about doing some type of trip, but I think it would be great radio, great content.
I think it'd be incredible radio. Mm-hmm.
What time is it in Japan right now, Shane? Can you look that up, please?
It would be...
Just look it up?
Well, I think like 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Would you rather just guess or would you rather look it up?
Why don't you look it up?
Because I'm on the air.
It's almost 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay.
Wow, a show
no
in the
problem.
Future. Play some bets while we're there.
Got tomorrow's newspaper today. Unbelievable. All right, so you're working on some kind of trip to go along.
Yeah, I mean, for the listeners. Very beginning, we didn't know till 3 hours ago that we did not have a head. Did you have a heads up from your Cubs?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
well, thanks for sharing it with us.
Oh, you know more than me.
Sometimes.
You always do.
Sometimes.
You're the king of knowing stuff.
It'd be an early show for us. It's because it's 5:50 in the morning right now.
That's fine.
So we'd be on the air.
We're doing overnight show.
Right, we'd be on the air 3 a.m. local time.
Phenomenal.
You're doing 24 hours on August 15th. What are you complaining about?
I'm available. Uh-huh. I'm available. If it includes travel and accommodations in Japan, I'll broadcast whatever the hell you want me to.
So if there could only be three from this show, who would go?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well,
I'm giddy today.
I think it'd be me and Danny and Peter Hansen.
Yeah, I think that's right.
You guys aren't taking Robbie?
Obviously, I
the
thought
future?
A combination of the two of your skill sets, a little bit of he just called him future. You know,
he's talking about when the show would be when we're over in Japan. That's all he was doing.
Interesting.
That deserved a rim shot, but that's okay.
Well, you don't like Kobe beef, right, Shane? So we'll bring Tanny.
Well, I think Kobe beef is a ripoff.
Right. So
we went down in that helicopter, irresponsible.
So I guess
Shane, dump it.
Those cops took pictures of it too. Like, man, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
So we'll have Tanny over there. It'll be great. Some baseball.
Mitch, didn't you hear Johnny B earlier in the 2 o'clock hour say that all he had to do was go to Jimmy DeCastro and say, "Hey, they opened a Hard Rock in Australia. We should go." And Jimmy said yes.
25 years ago when it was high school with money, Shane. Things have changed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a texter suggests Score Dojo in Tokyo.
What is that? Is that a house?
I believe that is a house, yes. Mm-hmm. I believe it is. Yeah. Score Dojo.
It's not a bad idea.
Let's try to get back to Arizona first.
Yeah. In the middle of Score Street.
Yes.
Yeah. What is the craziest contract incentive that any host has ever asked for in your many years of radio?
Well, we went over this yesterday via text. Well, you wanted Cubs tickets in 2016.
It was 2017.
I thought it was 2016.
It was the fall of 16, mm-hmm. headed into the 17 okay. season. Yeah, I asked for some
And you admitted on the air signing bonus.
Yeah, I did.
Not going to happen.
Yeah. Have people gotten signing bonuses, though, before? Of course they did.
And Molly, big dog? Come on.
No.
No?
Not Molly.
Oh, okay.
Me and Tanny got him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tanny and Shane. Mm-hmm. Digging into the draft.
Yeah.
I thought the signing bonus would be a nice gesture. Mm-hmm. It was just an idea.
A little something.
Yeah.
For the effort.
A little restaurant script. Portillo's, Wildfire.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. And then, yes, the car. The car that was crashed. Yeah. He gave us that.
With the invoice in the glove compartment for $7,000.
That's a good one.
Forgot one little thing.
When are we going back to Scorehouse in Arizona?
I'd love to. You know, we have a great market manager mm-hmm. now who's open to promotions, Kevin Cassidy. So, yeah, we like to have fun again. So I think we should do it.
Kevin Cassidy, big baseball guy, too.
Yeah, big radio, big fun guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he likes fun.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a lot like Crane Kenny, actually. They share that.
That's true.
A love for fun.
Yeah, winning is fun.
Yeah. I thank you, Ozzie Guillen.
And?
Fun is winning.
Right.
Fung is winning, excuse mm-hmm. me.
Yeah.
I realized I didn't come down to your office. You'd said to stop by.
Yeah, I've got a little update.
I forgot to do the stop
by. It's all right.
I apologize. Yeah.
I'm leaving. We can talk tomorrow.
I'll walk out.
Oh, it's time for a break. You guys can chat.
Yeah.
Anybody have anything else to ask Mitch? An impromptu ask us anything?
Tanny?
You got anything?
Any supper clubs? Wisconsin?
No, we're good. Yeah, I don't want to be a burden on your time. You know, you got to deal with the talent, so I don't want to take up too much time.
Well, he's the senior audio producer, and what was the other title he gave you in the Sun-Times?
Head of Special Projects.
Head of Special Projects.
That one right now.
Special projects.
He has a special title.
I know. I love it. He should have more.
You made up a title for him.
He's a sap and a hosp. That's awesome.
Shane is still shaving his beard for the Radiothon for charity.
Absolutely not. No, there's plenty of other money going to cancer. I do not have to sacrifice.
Yeah.
You had to bring up cancer.
It's very big.
The Radiothon is for cancer.
It's not for cancer.
I'm sorry. We don't want people to get cancer research. I know I said Radiothon. That was a very fluid word. But if you're getting an email from Mitch, right. We're talking about a guy named Radiothon.
Thong.
You're going to wear your radio thong
two
for
words,
24
radio
hours.
Thong.
Mm. August 15th. All right. Thank you, Mitch.
No, thank you, guys.
Okay. Mitch, nice to see you.
We'll see you in
Spigs.
Japan.
Goodbye.
Congratulations.
I'll see you in Japan.
Our most interesting non-85 Bears team next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.